This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and we're from Joy Breakfast.
We hope you enjoy this Joy podcast.
Kate Gill is a musician based in Bundaberg who's reaching an audience not possible through traditional music pathways, with now over 500,000 TikTok followers.
Thrust into the hearts of millions, her pro-LGBTIQ song Ken and Barbie went viral in 2021. And since then, Kate has continued on her upward trajectory, kicking goals, and joins us now for a talk about her brand new EP, From My Bedroom Floor. Welcome, Kate.
Hello, guys. How are you?
So glad to have you on the line. Now, we've got to start back in 2021. The viral hit, Ken and Barbie, over 12 million streams. That is huge. But it opens up talking about two little girls. Is this inspired by your real life experiences?
Yeah. So the original Ken and Barbie was actually inspired not by my story, but a close friend of mine, actually. We were sort of doing a road trip one day, and sort of were reaching a point in our friendship where he was really willing to open up to me and tell me about his journey growing up and finding himself and his sexuality. It sort of stemmed from that. And I just wrote the song and intended to share it with him, but, he was really supportive and was like, post it on TikTok. And so, that's sort of where that all began.
What was it like when something that was personal between the two of you just started gathering more and more followers and became this huge hit in that way? What was that like for you?
Yeah, very, very crazy. I'd never sort of experienced that amount of attention in any part of my life. Like, that's an insane number. So to see that sort of happen, we were both kind of just watching the numbers grow each day, and we were like, what is going on? But it was really cool just to see other people sort of sharing their own stories and relating to the song and the comments, and sort of bonding with each other was a really nice and positive thing to see.
Well, it's such a pro-queer song. What was some of the feedback that you got from the listeners who got obsessed with it?
I'm really grateful that it was all quite positive. I think it reached the correct side of TikTok.
So
that was good. It was just really beautiful. Most people were sort of just saying how, they sort of really related to the story and heard their own journey and the lyrics and things like that. Really beautiful, and just people, sharing their own path to finding who they were and what it was like for them growing up. Some, it was beautiful, it was heartbreaking, but overall really positive.
As a musician, do you feel like a platform like TikTok has given it's given you an amazing platform, but the difference it makes for you as a musician, for people to be able to access your music and engage with them in that way, has that been really strong?
Oh yeah, crazy. Look, I would have had sort of no idea how to sort of get my foot in the door if it wasn't for platforms like TikTok. I was from a relatively small town in Queensland and was just writing little songs in my bedroom and didn't think much of it when I shared it to TikTok. But, it's really been sort of the catalyst for how I've entered the industry and been able to continue, sharing what I love and creating music. So yeah, I'm very, very grateful.
Well, I love to hear that, because you also just mentioned your bedroom there, writing songs in your bedroom, which moves perfectly into the new stuff, because your new EP is From My Bedroom Floor. It's got 5 tracks. It starts on your bedroom floor and ends with the end. So in between there is Toothbrush, September, and Friends. Are these actually all written kind of in a chronological order, from the bedroom floor through to the end?
They're all definitely from the bedroom floor. That's no word of a lie there.
Have you considered getting a chair, doll?
Yeah. Look, sometimes I do venture up and sit on the bed.
Well done.
When I'm feeling a little bit more luxury, I'll treat myself to a little more comfort. I honestly haven't thought of their chronological. I know that The End is definitely the last song I wrote. From My Bedroom Floor, though, see, that wasn't chronological. I think that was the second last one. So maybe not chronological, but definitely From the Bedroom Floor.
What was it like putting all of this work together? Did you have lots of songs and go, no, I've only got to pick five? Like, was your plan to just create a five-song EP?
Yeah, I knew I wanted sort of around, like, the between, like, 4 to 6 mark for my first sort of larger project. There was a few extra songs and I sort of accumulated them and looked at them all and I was like, what fits best together? What are the stories that I actually want to share? So there was a few that did get the cut. I had to be a bit cutthroat there. Ooh. But it came to those five songs.
Well, we are going to hear one of those songs now. This one really tickled my fancy. It's called Toothbrush. When we come back, we're going to find out all about how you wrote this song. This is Kate Gill's Toothbrush. You're on Joy Breakfast with Rach and Dean. It's 21 minutes to 9.
Still got your toothbrush in my bathroom, the one you left when you stayed over. Always thought you'd need one here, so I never gave it back. Now I see it twice a day. The thought of you won't go away. Oh, this love is such a pain. But I know it's here to stay.
Now, Kate, we just got to listen to that gorgeous song, Toothbrush. What is your songwriting process like, other than sitting on the bedroom floor?
Look, I wish I had, you know, something more exciting to say than sitting on my floor, but most of the sort of the process that I'm at now is really it all starts sort of with my guitar, and that is commonly in my bedroom in some format, where I'll either be sort of in the thick of an emotion, which was what Toothbrush was, you know, and I sort of write as a release, or I've sort of found a concept that I really want to explore, or, you know, seen some someone else's story or a piece of fiction that I want to write about. Yeah, usually starts with my guitar sort of in my room, and then I workshop that a bit before I take it to my producer, who I collaborate with mostly, and yeah, we go from there. We build it up.
What kind of themes and stories were you looking to tell with the songs that you've put together on your new EP?
I really wanted it to, like, reflect the current point in my life, which I think sort of when I opened it with the intro track, I sort of wanted it to show that, you know, I kind of, you know, I wouldn't say getting older, but, you know, I'm sort of going out of my teens and entering, you know, my early 20s, and sort of feeling like by this point I might have had my life a bit more together, but feeling that sort of sense of not feeling lost, but, you know, just trying to find sort of my place in the world. So I just wanted it to reflect sort of the experiences of where I'm at as a 23-year-old and all the heartbreak and love and loss that sort of comes with that.
I just want to put in your mind, I'm 46 and I'm still doing that exact same thing. So you're doing great.
Okay, awesome. So it never goes away.
No. So just learn to ride that wave. That's one bit of advice for you.
I love the storytelling element of your music. It's the sort of music that I most enjoy listening to. And we've also gotten a message through from Andy saying, good morning, what a beautiful song. It brings tears to my eyes. So there you go. We'll definitely have to play more of your music. Now that this EP is out in the world, Kate, where are we likely to catch you? What's in store for the future for Kate Gill?
Look, you put so much work into making this project, and then the next question is always like, what are you doing next? And I'm like, I have not thought that far ahead. But the plan is I just really want to jump back into writing and making more music, maybe exploring some new sounds and styles and incorporating that into my music. So I'll definitely be releasing more this year and sort of sharing that journey, of course, on my TikTok and my other social media. So if you do want to keep up with it, that's where I'll be. And maybe playing a few live shows around Brizzy and things like that. Keep it on.
Well, you've got that trajectory happening. You have the amazing voice. You've got the amazing songwriting skills. The world is your oyster now.
Thank you. Yeah, look, it's both exciting and daunting at the same time. But yeah, I just sort of want to keep doing what I love and taking all the opportunities I can get.
Well, you can check out Kate's new EP and all music she's creating or where she's going to be via her socials, or check out her TikTok. You look for Kate with the Kate Gill with double A's.
Yeah, so Kate Gill, K-A-A-T-E. Thank you so much for joining us this morning and sharing your music with us. Hey, I'm Rach.
And I'm Dean, and I hope you enjoyed this little snippet of the fun we bring to air as a part of Joy Breakfast during weekdays.
Don't forget to tune in from 7 till 9 a.m. or like and subscribe to the Joy Podcast.
And keep yourself out loud and proud.
Thanks for listening to another Joy Podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.